Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Deb Calvert, co-author of the new book, Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's put a .com on the end of that, right, Deb?
It is available on all the major book retail sites. And if you want some bulk orders, you want to get some for your entire team, on that website you can figure out how to get in touch with me, and we'll do something special for you.
So you can put your name in the hat for a pre-sale right now, right, because it releases March 5th?
Yes. Books online, when they are being pre-sold, this one is $17 right now. As soon as it comes out, it goes up to $25.
Right.
So this is the best time to get a good price, and why not? It'll be there March 5th for you.
Absolutely. So check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You can tell Deb knows what she's talking about. All right, Deb, take us home. What do we need to know? Wrap it up for us.
You know, these questions, they seem so simple, but they come from a place of authentic interest. And if you're in business and you're busy and you're hurrying up and you're just focused on the numbers, you might forget about the humans that you're interacting with. So although these questions might seem lightweight, they come from a deep, deep place of really caring about your customers and valuing them. So hopefully
well,
they help you remember.
You got to deliver these things. I'm going to say them again, folks. How can I help? These are three questions Deb recommends that you use to engage your customers, the people who come in or the people who call you and who actually, you know, human to human, you got human contact here. How can I help you? What brings you in? And what caught your attention about us? Those are powerful, three powerful questions, folks. Train your people on how to use these. Do some role playing. Find out how to put some inflection into it, how to mean it. Because I'll tell you something, Deb, when I talk to my customers, if I have a prospect on the line, I promise you, I'm saying, okay, this is what, you know, I'm going to want to eat next year. I need to get the most out of this customer, right? It's not lost on me.
That's
where
right.
My food comes from. Is it you?
Nope. It's every customer counts.
Isn't that one of the things we need to do more training on, Deb, I'm not trying to beat up on people. It's just the way it is. It just seems to me that we've got to do more training on the direct connection between how we treat customers and whether we have a job next year or not.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just training. This is something I think we ought to consider when we hire people. Anybody who's going to face the public on our behalf, we want to make sure that they are representing how we feel about our customers. And if they're distracted or bored or just, you know, punching up a time clock, that's going to impair your brand. It's going to take away from your customers and the way they feel about you
yep.
and your company. So for small business owners, I think this is especially important. There aren't that many customers to go around when you're a small business. So you've got to treat every single one of them every single time they're interacting with you. You've got to treat them like royalty. They are.
I'd put signs up on the around the back of the, you know, the back offices, and I'd say customers equal your job, customer happiness equals your happiness, customer yeah. satisfaction equals your paycheck. What'd be wrong with that?
That's not overstated.
No,
it's nothing at all. It's
no,
true.
that's not even. I mean, you know, that's not even smart alecky. I hadn't even begun to get smart alecky. I can do that, but no, this is the real thing, isn't it?
It is. That is the when you strip it all down. That is exactly right.
Yeah.
And I do think that people we hire sometimes they forget that they're not as invested because they don't own the company, they don't manage the business. They might not be as invested. But when you get it to that level of it being their job and their paycheck, and then also with training and with your example that you set, infuse some greater meaning into the work that they do. Let them know, you know, you're helping people. You're doing a service here. This is important work. It's not just selling something and taking
right.
people's money. There's so much more to what we do here.
And if you're hiring salespeople, you know, you got to ask them, you like people? Do you like other people? Do you even like people? How do you feel about people who are older than you? Do you like them? I tell them, you know, we love their money. We love them and we love their money.
Yes. And they are of value to us. Every customer has a voice, and it's not just the transaction. It's everything they're going to go out there and say and spreading the word about you. So other people will hear whatever their experience was.
Absolutely. Hey, Deb, give us the website one more time, please.
Stop Selling, Start Leading.
.com. And that's the book, too, folks, coming out. It's available March 5th. You can pre-order right now. Hey, Deb, congratulations on the new book. Well done, and come back soon.
I'll do it. Thank you, Jim.
Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen. Great job today, she did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.